This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, April 9th. Happy Unicorn Day. And this is, what did you think?
I got a strong feeling this is the best one yet.
We love this one.
Markets rose yesterday for the eighth straight day.
Mark your calendars. We counted it up.
If the S&P 500 rises again today, it'll be nine straight.
You know what that means.
A hat trick of hat tricks.
It is a hat trick of hat tricks. We have not seen this in a long time.
Now, we got three great stories today to cover for you. The first is AMC. The global movie theater chain got a 9% share price jump. Thanks to one movie we're all obsessed with.
Jack and I, you know, pounded 1,000 calories worth of popcorn and jumped right into this. It's a great story.
This second story is great. It's a kindergarten throwback. Chuck E. Cheese's.
Finally.
The parent company is going public again.
Yes, we've got one theme we want to talk about. Parents.
The third and final story is General Electric. Shares fell 5% because of one investment banker.
You know who you are. You are the GE Whisperer.
But before we get into those stories, we have to talk about a modern fast food phenomenon.
This is pretty fascinating. You may have noticed this mid-Egg McMuffin.
Everybody,
run.
Fast food orders are taking longer to get through the drive-thru. So you're going to wait at the drive-thru window about 40 seconds more than just 15 years ago.
Now, this is incredibly ironic, the reason why fast food is taking a little bit longer.
It's because your fast food is fresher.
It's actually better for
you. This is a very positive development.
Takes more time at the drive-thru, takes less years off your life.
Yeah, this is an investment of time you want because, you know, that nuclear ready burger that you had 15 years ago.
With the side of preservatives.
With extra MSG.
Yeah.
Not worth the 40 seconds you were saving.
Not at all.
Now, before you get into our stories, listen to these important words.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get some legal out the way. Snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, AMC shares, the movie chain, they jumped 9% yesterday.
Yeah, thanks to the new Avengers flick. AMC is a huge Avengers fan.
What are we on, like, installment 489?
I think it's like 21.
I know. Jack and I are Batman, like, OG fans.
I remember 08, like it was yesterday when the Joker.
We like how Batman doesn't kill, he just, like, you know.
I have one rule. An investment banking analyst upgraded shares yesterday, and shares jumped by 9%. And the investment banking analyst mentioned one specific thing.
It wasn't Jack over the weekend being at a movie theater and watching on a small phone.
No, and can I tell you why I went to the movie theater this weekend?
Yes.
To escape notifications buzzing on my phone.
No, Jack traded the small phone screen for the much larger screen in order to distract
himself.
Movie
theaters are the one place where phones are socially unacceptable, and I like that.
Now, this analyst said that Avengers Endgame, which comes out on April 26th, was so critical because it has destroyed pre-sales records when it comes to tickets.
This weekend, you could book tickets to Avengers, and it sold three times as many tickets as the previous Avengers Infinity Wars in 6 hours.
And that was like installment 342.
This was a bananas pre-sale situation for Avengers, so much so that an investment banker noticed.
Now, AMC, the movie theater chain, its stock is up 16% this year. And when we jumped into the story, Jack and I found really three key growth drivers.
Yeah, we like lists that are small enough you can count them on one hand.
On half a hand.
And have two extra backup fingers. First was international. China is expected to surpass the United States as the biggest movie market in just like the next couple of years.
And then get this, Saudi Arabia is opening its movie theaters.
For the first time, which is big. To that society.
Meanwhile, AMC has been like acquiring movie chains throughout the world.
Yes. Second thing is blockbusters. We now have this trilogies of trilogies. It's like our hat trick.
I like this theme today.
Situation. And those movies are ATM machines for the movie theaters.
Let me hit you with what's coming in this summer. I'm not sure if everyone's seen these trailers, but first, you ready?
Hit me.
Lion King.
Wow.
Another version of it.
We have Toy Story 4 coming out this summer.
We have like probably a dozen more Avengers movies.
We have Aladdin, another remake. So the common theme of these four movies, none of them are original,
no.
But movie theaters are just loving these ATM machines.
People like them. Now, the third and kind of key growth driver here.
Movie theaters are adapting to changing ways. So MoviePass shook up the movie industry last year.
Even though it's almost bankrupt.
It's almost bankrupt. But AMC is taking its idea and running with it. So it's actually maturing and adapting.
Now, AMC's equivalent of MoviePass is called Stubbs A-List, and it has 19 million users now, which is a big jump from last year.
And Regal Cinemas, AMC's big competitor, doesn't have a MoviePass kind of thing, and AMC has grown market share.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at AMC?
If international wasn't a thing, movie theaters would be in trouble.
I can think of like a dozen reasons off the top of my two hands.
Why don't you give me three?
Why I wouldn't go to movies right now. Expensive, unhealthy.
Brutal.
And I can never find the bathroom.
So true. Box office sales in the US and Canada for movies have grown only 12% in the past 10 years. That's practically like no growth over that span.
Now, here's the key here is that going to the movies and enjoying them typically takes two things that you have in developed countries. You know, income and time. And in developed economies, there isn't as much of that.
But Chinese consumers finally have access to these two things and are seeing movies for the first time, and that's happening in other countries. No growth in the U.S. box office, but they're getting it abroad.
And that's big for AMC.
Nick, this remake situation is getting out of control. Do you think Disney is making too many remakes?
Wall Street doesn't. I'd love to know what the snackers out there think.
Yeah, snackers, hit us up at our Twitter handle, Robinhood Snacks.
For our second story, I love this one, Jack. Chuck E. Cheese's is planning to go public.
Again.
Double dipping over here. Now, by the way, I'm more of a DC Discovery Zone kind of guy.
I got invited to one DC party, but went to a bunch of Chuck E. Cheese's.
The theme here is if you got the Chuck E. Cheese or DZ invite, you knew you were getting three things. Pizza, soda, and some kind of a stamp on your wrist to let you into the ball pit.
True. The ball pits were key, though. I used to lay down in the ball pits and just let everyone play around me until I sank to the bottom of the ball pit.
These days, I wouldn't touch that unless I had a shower of Purell afterwards.
All right, so the background for Chuck E. Cheese is actually quite complicated.
It's incredible. 5 years ago, a private equity firm came in and basically bought the chain for a little under $1 billion.
It bought all of the restaurants, all of the ball pits.
Lactose tolerant.
For $1 billion. Since then, it's fixed up the company. It's done a bunch of financial things, and now it's ready to go public again.
True.
And it hopes to sell it for $1.4 billion, so make a nice little return there.
They've even updated the mouse. He now like wears Vans and
that mouse,
jeans.
That mouse was so scary.
It's freaking me out.
More rat than mouse.
More rat and questionable teeth
Very
situation.
Poor costume job.
This is effectively going to be an IPO for Chuck E. Cheese's.
But not technically. We're not going to bore you with the details.
So snack style, we jumped into the strategy here, and it turns out that Chuck E. Cheese's made one big strategy shift over the last couple years. Parents are the customers, not kids.
Chuck E. Cheese made a big mistake in the past. It thought that kids were the customers. And Here's the thing about a 3 to 8 year old child. Chuck E. Cheese is amazing, no matter what.
You don't need to change Chuck E. You're great.
So Chuck E. Cheese got complacent, they got comfortable, and they didn't innovate. And parents noticed.
And parents are the ones who are paying for the whole thing.
So now they have a menu that is just much more parent-friendly. It's not just pizza.
No, they've got
they got adult beverages.
They've got an endless salad bar. Not just a salad bar. They went endless with this.
They have a veggie platter.
How much kale can you handle while the kids in the ball pit?
And they have parent-friendly games. So parents can actually go there, and it's not just babysitting. They can have fun.
They're even being like super strategic with what is on the menu week to week. This is like a fancy restaurant over here.
Yeah.
This week, for example, unicorn churros. on the menu.
Nice.
Because it is National Unicorn Day today, and they're using these churros not just to taste amazing, but to appeal to the growing Hispanic market that they want to connect with.
There you go. And kids like sparkly things.
Kids love sparkling things and sugar. It's a wonderful combination. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Chuck E. Cheese?
So, fixing the business was only half the battle. Now it's time to scale.
And private equity was so important for this because they didn't just, you know, fix the business. They created a blueprint for growth to bring Chuck E. across the world.
Nick calls it a blueprint. I call it a playbook. And they're going to execute that playbook on all 515 U.S. Chuck E. Cheeses.
Now, the changes they've already made, they've seen sales grow 8% in the last year.
Yeah. So they're showing results. And now it's time to scale, not just in the U.S.,
oh, no,
but also abroad. They have their eyes on Mexico, India, and Saudi Arabia.
For our third and final story, the GE Whisperer hath spoken.
Yes, and he hath said that GE shares hath be worse than we all think.
Now, this is a story of one man who has a lot of power turned out yesterday.
His words caused shares to fall 6%.
We're talking, and we're going to name him here, Stephen Tusa.
He works at JP Morgan Chase in New York City. He covers a bunch of stocks. He does research on them, and he says GE shares should be less than they are today.
And his reason for this is because the turnaround General Electric is going through is going to take a lot longer.
He says we're being way too optimistic about the progress GE has made.
He's like, everybody just chill out.
He's like, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Get a drink, go to the bathroom.
GE has a lot of work to do.
Just get comfortable and wait.
Now, quick history lesson.
Okay, like for the last 100 years, GE has been a titan of industry and, full disclosure, my grandfather made wind turbines there in Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady, New York, great American town.
An amazing city.
Now, GE was like a business school slash suit factory also. They produce some of the best corporate titans you've ever seen.
Meanwhile, while they're pumping out the fancy blazers, they also were making trains, planes, engines, and everything else.
Light bulbs. They were like the Disney or the Amazon, but for like metal clunky things.
Really, but really cool big things.
Yeah, so Tusa, let's go back to May 2016 now, just a couple years ago. He said that GE has some serious problems.
He basically said most of its businesses should just be sold.
Nobody wanted to hear what Tusa was saying. He was the first person to call out GE's problems. And since then, shares are down 68%.
So it looks like Tusa was correct. And he was the first to call this out.
Right.
So now when he's talking, people listen.
Now, it doesn't mean he's right. But clearly some people are listening based on GE share price drop yesterday.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at GE, even though they're no longer in Schenectady?
General Electric is so big that it takes a long time to turn it around.
Jeez, GE's turnaround has had like the blinker on in Florida, like Jerry Seinfeld used to say. It's just been on for hours.
It's an eventual right.
It's exactly what it is.
It's been turning around for 2 years already. During that time, it's gone through three different CEOs.
It's sold off like entire business divisions, not small things here, but like entire business divisions.
Yeah, it decided back in like 2015 it was going to move HQ to Boston. It canceled that move.
Not happening anymore.
It's been trying really hard to turn around, but there's no software update to turn around GE.
No, there is not. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of memos and meetings.
Nick, GE's like the Titanic. You know what they say about the Titanic? Takes a lot of time to turn that boat around.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us, please?
I got you. AMC, if international wasn't a thing, movie theaters would be in trouble.
Other takeaway here is that they are going to run out of Avengers movies eventually.
Right. And then Chuck E. Cheese's is fixing the business, but that was only half the battle. Now it's time to scale.
It also may be time to reconsider like the mouse.
And our third and final story, General Electric. It takes big things a while to turn around.
Patience. Patience. All right, time for our snack fact of the day. This one, you know, we're listening to a podcast right now, but this made us think about radio because we were kind of shocked by this number.
92% of adults in the United States listen to the radio on a regular basis.
And like 94% of radio listeners listen to network radio every week.
That's a lot of megahertz.
It's like I mean, who are the 6% who aren't listening, I'm wondering
It's
now.
I don't know, commuters. I mean, they just want to push play in the car.
It's an insanely high number.
You don't push play with a radio. I take that back.
We thought our listeners would want to listen to this
Now,
one.
A couple other great stories happened yesterday. We covered them in our Snacks Daily newsletter. First is Sony. The Japanese electronic powerhouse has been struggling, and investors are pumped that it might change its course.
And then second, we got New Age Beverage, whose shares jumped 40%. They're behind a CBD drink, and they just got hooked up with Walmart for a big deal.
Snackers, Listen to our pod tomorrow. We will decide whether the hat trick of hat tricks happened.
We can't wait. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.